Today's shiur is Masechta Chul and Daf Kuf Chav Dalad, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom, Masor of Yirmiyah. At the end of the previous shiur, the Gemara spoke to us about a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara, as we know, the halacha is that if something becomes tamei, one of the ways of it becoming tahor is by breaking it. Shvirosan zu tarosan. Primarily, we learned that halacha by klicheres. The Gemara, at the end of yesterday, Shia spoke about if a beged, if a garment becomes tamei, and then the Gemara went on to discuss if a leather garment became tamei, what is the halacha? And we had Reish Lakish telling us that when we speak about a leather garment, even if there's very little left, that little left is cholim, the Gemara used the word, it's strong, it's repairable, and therefore, as long as even some of it is not torn, it's still tamei. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. And our Gemara begins with a challenge to Reish Lakish's opinion. But before we get into the Gemara, we have to say a word of introduction. In the times of Chazal, ovens, tanurim, looked like a pot. They were made out of earthenware. They looked like a pot, where you had the fire on the bottom and the opening on the top, and you would put whatever you're cooking or baking in. And they had a layer of plaster around that earthenware pot, and even plaster connecting that tanur to the floor. So the Gemara begins with a Mishnah. Tanur Nitma. If a tana becomes tamei, in other way, we just said it can become tamei. Ketz b'taranosai. How would you make it tahor? So the tana kama's opinion is cholka l'shloisha. You have to divide it into three pieces. Why do you have to divide it into three pieces? Because the tana kama's opinion is, if you can only divide it into two pieces, you always need to be concerned that maybe, you can't be sure that you're going to break it perfectly right down the middle. And you always have to be concerned that there may be one piece that's bigger than the other piece, and that piece is the rife. And that piece will therefore still be tamei. The way to avoid that problem is break into three pieces. Every piece will represent the roif. And furthermore, the goyer as a tefila, you have to take off the plaster at shebaritz. Machloikus was showing them what does at shebaritz mean. Some means that you have to take off all the plaster on the sides from top to bottom. And some say you even have to take off the plaster which connects that tanner to the floor. Ramei Oimer, and it's Arch Leiligris, a tefila. He says you don't have to scrape off any plaster v'leyat shi'ebaritz, and you don't even have to break it all the way down to the floor. El matam v'fnim mi'arba tfachim. All you need to do is make sure that it's no longer dal tfachim high. As soon as you make sure it's no longer four tfachim high, it's considered broken. So makes the Gemara the point. According to Rameya, ki mamat l'medalad, when you make it less than four tfachim tall, Ramei is saying, me a tar, it's going to be tar. Ask the Gemara, am I? If Reish Lakish just taught us that when you have a piece of leather and you leave over something, it's still considered substantive. So here too, why is that piece not considered a substantive piece that it should still be tar? Tamei, am I? Lema kachol v'koi. So how's Ramei lenient? Amalei Rava. So Rava responds, the obvious teretz. You're right. To reconcile Rameyer's opinion with Reish Lakish is very difficult. But to reconcile the Rabbanan's opinion with Reish Lakish is very easy. Because just like Reish Lakish wants you to completely rip that piece of leather, the Rabbanan want you to completely break that tanner. So they're exactly the same opinion. Veima, mid Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan told us, goyres at feila atshei ba'aretz, so it's obvious Reish Lakish is following the opinion of the Rabbanan. So what we're up to now is that it seems that the machloikis in that mission about the tanner that's tamei, what to do with it, the machloikis of the Tanakam, Rabbanan, Rameyer, is actually the same as the machloikis of Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, where Reish Lakish following the opinion of the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yochanan following the opinion of Rameyer. Says the Gemara, no. We could even reconcile, says the Gemara, the opinion of Reish Lakish and the opinion of Rameya. Elam Rava Hachikamer. This way to understand the Mishnah. Tanish Nitma. If you already have a tana that became tamei, there's no disagreement. Kate said my tana, so what do you have to do? The rehakel, everybody's going to agree. Chokel shloisha, you have to divide into three pieces. Everybody's going to agree. The goros atfela, atchia ba'aretz. That there's no machlokes. Why? Because everybody agrees like Rav Shlokesh has been teaching us. Breaking means really breaking. Now there's a new din that the Mishnah discusses. Haraitza, if somebody's building a tanner, and he wants to create a tanner that should be not susceptible to tumah, so there's a machlokes, what should you do? If you want to build a tanner that will be impervious to tumah, what do you do? Ketzuraisa. So here we have a machlokes. The Tana Kama holds Chalko Shloshoi. Build it in a way that it's three small pieces. Build it in a way the Goros at Fellowship Baritz doesn't have any plaster around it, so it's a very insignificant oven, and that's why it's not Mekabel Tuma. Remeya, I'm an Ainzach Ligger, as a Tfeli, you don't have to do scraping of the plaster. Veloyat Shia Baritz, you don't have to break it all the way to the floor. Al Matram of Nime Abit Fachim. Just make it less than Dalt Fachim high. And you're fine. Interesting. Sefer Taras Chaim says that he says the Gemara doesn't use the words chsuri mechser v'achitani. It says the Gemara uses the words hachi kamar. It says when does the Gemara use the words chsuri mechser v'achitana, and when does the Gemara use the word hachi kamar? So he says that when it looks like there are words missing from a Mishnah, and we have to sort of push them in, that's when the Gemara uses chsuri mechser v'achitani. He says, that's not what's happening in our Gemara. The Gemara is not adding words to the Mishnah. The Gemara is just interpreting the Mishnah. So that's why the Gemara used the words Hachikam rather than Chsuri Mechzer. Continues the Gemara. Amamar, so we just said, that what everybody agrees, the way we're learning now, Rava helped us understand, that in order to be Metahar, a Tamei Oven, you have to break it into three. Chalka L'Shloshay. And you have to break it, no pieces left. Verminu asked the Gemara, there's a Mishnah Masech Tekelim, Tanner, Tchilasa Arba, a Tanner's height has to be 4 Tfachim high, Vishur Arba. And if to give it that it should still be Tameh, it has to be 4 Tfachim tall. If it's not 4 Tfachim tall, it's not Tameh anymore. Divra Meir. V'chamayim, the Chum say, V'medvar Mamurim, when does this halach apply? The Godel, strictly by a large tanner, ab cotton, and as we'll see, what does tanner cotton mean? A tanner cotton means that they used to give children, little girls, small ovens to play with. They used to play house, and they bake cakes in their oven. Tchilasa koshu, we'll see what that means. And continues the Mishnah, v'shetig b'malachtoi, shiar b'rubay. Once it's finished, you have to have roif. We'll talk about this line soon. Says the Gemara, Kama Kalshu, we said the tanner of a cotton is a Kalshuhu. Amrit Rebbe Yanai, what does it mean a Kalshu? Tefach. That means that they used to have very small tanurim. They were only a tefach high. Shekein oisim tanurim v'nois tefach. They used to make these small tanurim for children. But now let's get back into the Mishnah. Tama, what did the beginning of the Mishnah say? The beginning of this Mishnah said that if you have a tanner that became tamei, and you have pieces of the tanner left that are 4 tefachim high, they're still tamei. Tama, the kishira of dalad, because you still have pieces that are 4 tefachim tall. Harek kishira of dalad, if you don't have pieces that are 4 tefachim tall, tar. So the Mara's question is obvious. We just said that having pieces, that when you have a tana tana tamei, just by having pieces less than 4 tefachim tall isn't enough. This Mishnah says that it is enough. How do we understand this Mishnah with what we just learned in the previous piece of Gemara? The truth of the matter is, Taisus asks the question, that why is the number 4 a significant number? If we also learned a moment ago, that there are two types of tanurim. Tanurim that adults use and tanurim that children use. And the tanurim that children use, Taisus says, is only the Gemara said, is only a tefach high. So why is the number 4 a significant number? Even if it's just a tefach, it's still usable for children. So Taisa says, there's not, in looking at a tanner, you don't only look at the height. You look at all the other factors, the depth and the circumference. And you can't just take a tanner that's made for adults and say, okay, it broke. It's no longer usable for adults. I'll use it for children. It's a whole different tanner. And therefore, that isn't an option. But the question does remain that based on the way we learned the Gemara at the top of the Amid, just because it's less than 4 tefachim doesn't make it tahor. And here it says it does. Answers the Gemara, Amri. Hasan the Tzalkim Mitzluk, Hacha David Gistra. There's two ways how something can be broken. It can be broken vertically, and it can be broken horizontally. If you break it vertically, so that especially the top part has nothing to stand on anymore. And there the Gemara, this Mishnah is indeed correct. That if it's not Dal Tfachim High anymore, it's not a Tanner. But when you break it vertically, so it's still on the ground, so it has a firm base, there the halacha is, for it to be considered broken, you need to do much more. And just because it's not Dal Tfachim High, it's not good enough. And therefore, as the Mar said on top of the Amid, you really have to break it significantly. So the Gemara, the Mishnah quoted, and we said we're going to work with this line, at the end of the Mishnah, Amamar, Shiara Berubai, if the Mishnah spoke first about a big tanner, then the Mishnah spoke about a small tanner, and then the Mishnah said Shiara Berubai, that if most of it is left over, you have a problem. So ostensibly, Pashup Shat, the last line of that Mishnah is going back to what we just spoke about, the tanner cotton. And we said that the Tanna Katan is a Tefach High. So the Mishnah seems to be saying that if you start with a Tanner that's a Tefach High, and most of it remains, it's Tamei. How could that be, asked the Gemara. Shior Berubai, Ruba the Tefach L'mai Chazi. If you started with a Tefach, even if you have Rav of it remaining, what could you do with a Tanner that's less than a Tefach High? Says the Gemara, therefore you have to understand the Mishnah differently. Amar Abaya, Shior Godel Berubai. Definition of the last line, it's going back to what we spoke about before. And that the Mishnah, now the Mishnah is going back to a big tanner. And the Mishnah is saying that if roiv of the tanner is there, you have a problem. And if not, you don't have a problem. Ask the Gemara, but that's not what the Mishnah said. Didn't the beginning of the Mishnah say, Vam Rabbanan, that the shear has nothing to do with roiv. The shear has to do with arba. If you have four, you have a problem. If you don't have four, you don't have a problem. So this Mishnah is self-contradictory. At one point the Mishnah says we look at Roif. At another point, in the very same Mishnah, it says you look at Dalet. And as the Rishonim say, it's difficult to say that one same Mishnah is talking about that it was broken either horizontally or vertically. When we speak about two different Mishnayas, so we could say one Mishnah speaking about a vertical break and one Mishnah speaking about a horizontal break. But here in the same Mishnah, to say that the first line of the Mishnah is talking about a vertical break, and the last line is talking about a horizontal break, is not likely. So how do we understand this Mishnah? Answers the Gemara. Loikasha. Habitanur batisha, habitanur bashiva. And this way Rashi, most Rishonim learn the Gemara. They say that the Mishnah actually represents a very bechidish. Lekula. To a lenient position in the Rabbanan. If you start off with a tanner that's 9 tefachim. Tall. So let's think about it. What would be roiv broken? 5 tefachim. If you break 5 from 9, what are you left with? 4. The halacha the Rabbanan tell us is that even though you still have 4 tefachim, doesn't make a difference. You broke most of it, and it's considered broken. That's one kula. What happens if you start with a tanner that's 7 tefachim tall? What's roiv of that tanner? What's roiv of 7? 4. Teach us the Rabbanan, you don't have to have 4 broken. As soon as you break a little more than 3, and you don't have left a height of 4, you're also fine. So the Mishnah represents two kulas. When you have a 9 tefachim or more, as long as you broke the roiv, even though you have 4 or more remaining, it doesn't bother us. And that's why the Rishonim say the Gemara is being very precise and saying that it's 9, not 8, because the chiddush is that even though you have a significant height of 4 left over, it's still tahar. And the next case is that you started with 7, you don't have to break roiv. As long as you don't have 4 left over, you're going to be fine. The Gemara goes back to what we discussed in the previous year. In the previous year, the Gemara said that if you have a material garment that became tamei and you rip it, the Gemara said that if kedei mafiris, the amount that the size of a kerchief is left over, it's still tamei. Now the Gemara quotes a different version. That even if you have a kerchief size left, it's going to be fine. Doesn't make a difference. Mefarshim explain, because the machloikis between the two lashonos, Chaznish says this part, is a very simple machloikis. Do we look at the rip, or do we look at the leftover? If we look at the rip, so it doesn't make a difference how much is left over. If you did a significant tear, you're fine. That's this mandama. The other mandama says you have to look at the results. And if you left over with a significant amount, the fact that you also did a good tear doesn't really make a difference. And here again, Reish Lakish comments as he did previously. Am Reish Lakish Loshan al Talis. Avil Or, by Or it's more Choshev, and therefore by Or, if you have anything left over, it's going to still be Tomei. Here too, the Rishonim debate. Here, the Gemara, in the previous Gemara, the Gemara used the word cholim. That when by R, it's strong. Here the Gemara uses the word chashiv. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that cholim and chashiv are really synonymous. And that there's no machlokes. And therefore, the Gemara asked the same questions as it did in the previous year. Eisei Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, or Tami Medris. If you have a piece of leather that was used by a zov to sit on, and therefore became an avatuma, tumas medris, and then chishav la lirutzua v'sandlin, and you decided to use that piece of leather for straps of leather or for shoes, kimish nasim by ismol tamer, as soon as you start cutting it, it's tahar. Devar Rabbi Yehuda. That is the opinion of the Rabbi Yehuda. V'cham maimrim, achi metena, mechamish etfachim. That's not good enough. You have to make it less than 5 tefachim big. But here you see, kimimat, miyatar. If you make it that size, it's going to be tar. But according to Reish Lakish, asked the Gemara, lema chashiv, if you have a piece of leather that's 5 tefachim left over, it's a pretty significant piece of leather. So why is it tar, based on what Reish Lakish said? Answers the Gemara, hachim ma'iskinen, the kabay lemaishel zar. This is a piece of leather that's designated for sitting on. And a piece of leather that's designated for sitting on when it's less than 5 tefachim is useless. And therefore, even Reish Lakish will agree that it's not tamei. Says the Mishnah, or sheyesh alav kezayis basar. If you have a piece of leather, a piece of hide that has on it even a kezayis basar, hanegei betziv hayoytze menu. If you touch a piece of meat emanating from that or the sarish shekinegdoi, or you touch a hair, tummy. So just to review, the tziv is tummy. Of course it's tummy. You have a kezayis basar, and it's emanating. Why shouldn't it be tummy? You have a kezayis nevela. So mefarshim respond, because the tziv is not coming out of the meat. If the tziv was dangling out of the meat, obviously, it's connected to the meat. In the meat, you have a kezayis nevela. Here, we're referring to a situation where the tziv is coming out of the or. And the chiddush is that even though the tziv is coming out of the or, it's still considered nevela. When we speak about the sar, we go back to something we discussed earlier in the perek. There's one mandam that says that the sar is considered a yad, and therefore it's tamei, imports and exports tuma. There's another mandam that says it's a shomer, but then the Gemara earlier in our parak, I think it was Daf Kuf Yutes, said, but a shomer, it's a shomer agab a shomer. You have the hair on the or and the or on the basar. So the Gemara answered that the or goes all the way down, chachulei mechalchel, it goes all the way till the basar, and that's why it's not considered a shomer agab a shomer. Next halacha. Hayalav kishnei chatzoy zesim. You had a piece of leather that has on it two small pieces of nevela, each piece of nevela that's left on that leather, on that hide, is less than a kezayis big. And as we've learned, and we'll continue learning, be'ezra Hashem, you need to have a kezayis basar to have tumas nevela. So Rabbi Shmuel's opinion says the Mishnah Matamba Massav Loi B'Magdir Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is there's only Tumas Matsa, there's no Tumas Maga, because each piece is too small. Rabbi Kiva Matar. Rabbi Kiva Omer Loi B'Magdir Loi B'Massa. As we'll see in a minute, because Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that the or, the leather, is Mevatal, those pieces of meat, and they're therefore considered totally insignificant, and they don't give off any Tumah, not Tumas Maga, not Tumas Massa. However, says the Mishnah, here we speak about a different situation altogether. Here we speak about, you have two pieces of nevela, each not connected to leather, not connected to leather. Two pieces of nevela that are each less than a kazayis big, but they're connected to each other. Here, Rabbi Kiva says that they're tamei. And the way Rashi and Tosfos understand Rabbi Kiva's opinion, he's very machmer here. First of all, he's machmer, and it's a fundamental part of Rabbi Kiva's shita, that he's metamasat both b'maga and b'masa. One halacha. Furthermore, the Rishonim say, even though it's not clear that the Rambam agrees this, but most Rishonim do learn like this, even though the Mishnah is speaking here about a case where you have these two small pieces in the Vela that are connected to each other, that's when there's Tumas Mag and Tumas Masa. Actually, Rabbi Kiva will say his halacha even when they're not connected. As long as they're not on the leather and you touch them at the same time or you carry them at the same time, he's going to hold you after Tumas Nevela. Rabbi Kiva Matar Ba'or. So here we see, as we just explained, that Rabbi Kiva takes this very stringent position. And here we see Rabbi Kiva's Matar. He holds the Nesha'ar Mevatlan. Because when the meat is connected to the or, as I said a moment ago, the or is mevatel the meat. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shana Al Palta Sechaya. When do we say that if you have a whole kazayas together, attached to the leather, so that kazayas is considered in the vela? That's when that meat was cut by an animal. So it wasn't anything that you deliberately did. Aba Palta Sechakin, if you deliberately cut that meat, so you showing that that meat is no longer choshev to you, it doesn't make a difference how much is left. It's bottle. Amrei Rav Nachman Lula. So Rav Nachman says Tula. Amrei Rav Yochanan. Did Rav Yochanan say Ketarta? Even if you have a very big piece of meat, as long as it was cut by you, by the butcher, it'll become bottle to the leather. Amrei Yin. Absolutely. So he said, V'afilu Knafya. And what is if the piece of meat is as large as a sieve? Amrei Yin. Even if it's as big as a sieve. If you cut the meat off the leather, and even if you left such a large chunk of meat, it becomes bottled to the leather. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, Halakim, it's a slush and shvua, Im Amalei Rav Yochanan Mepume, even if I heard Rav Yochanan directly say this to me, I wouldn't listen. Makes no sense that you should have such a big piece of meat on a piece of leather, and just because the butcher is the one that cut it, it becomes bottled. Says the Gemara, Kisolak Rav Oshia. When Rav Oshia came from Eretz Yisrael, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei l'Rav Ami. He met Rav Ami, Amar l'Shmatza Kamei, and he repeated this entire dialogue that the Gemara just said. He said, Hacha Kama Ula, this is what Ula said in the name of Rav Yochanan, V'Hacha Hadalei Rav Nachman, and this is what Rav Nachman said in response to it. And how Rav Nachman was so upset with what Rav Yochanan said. Amalei, so Rav Ami's comment was, Umshum de Rav Nachman, Chasne de Bein Nasiya, because Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of Rav Chizda, the son-in-law of the Nasi, Mezaz B'Shmatz de Rav Yochanan, he disregards and disrespects what Rav Yochanan said. Continues the Gemara. Ma Zimnan, there was another time, the Yosef of Kamala, that he met Rav Ami, and he met Rav Ami and he said that Rav Ula's statement in the name of Rav Yochanan was on the Sefer. That it says in the Sefer, Haya Olav Shnei Chatzoy Zesim. The second part of our Mishnah said that if each piece is very small, Metam Masav Loi B'Magdi Rav Yishmol, they combine according to Rav Yishmol, at least for Tumas Masa. And we'll speak about why in Amud Beis. Rav Kiva Omer, Rav Kiva's opinion is that they become bottled to the or, and therefore they're not metama, lo b'magav, lo b'masa. On that said, Rabbi Yochanan, lo shana al pata sechaya. When did Rabbi Shmuel say his halacha, that the two small pieces of meat could combine only when they were cut by an animal. If they were cut by the butcher, then even Rabbi Shmuel will agree that those two small pieces of meat become bottled to the hide. Amalei. So Rav Oshi said to Rav Ami, Mar a Sefer Masnala, you saying that Ula said his halach regarding the Sefer? Amalei, so he said, in, yeah. Vel Ula, Reisha Amra, Nelecha? Do you hear Ula say it regarding the Reisha? Amalei, yes, in. I heard that Ula was making this distinction between if the animal cut it or the butcher cut it, not only in the Sefer when you have small pieces of meat, but even on the Reisha. Amalei, at that point he said, Elokim, he said, Eloshen Shvua, Im Amalei Yeshua ben Nun v'shmei, even if I heard this statement from Yeshua ben Nun, I wouldn't listen. Because it can't be that a big piece of meat like that should become bottled. So Mefarshim point out, why did he pick Yeshua ben Nun, not Moshe Rabbeinu? And many Mefarshim take the approach, because you could argue on everybody, but you can't argue on Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu said. You could argue even on Yeshua, but you can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chidah takes it a step further. He says like this, who does Yeshua ben Nun represent? He says Yeshua ben Nun represents Nevuah. And we have a rule throughout Shas, Torah is not by Nevuah. Torah is by the people who sit and learn. And therefore he says Yeshua ben Nun, who represents Nevuah, can't change the halacha. There's only one exception to that rule. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu's level is so high that he, even if he wants the paskin based on Nevuah, he has the right to do so, and we may not argue. And therefore he was careful to mention only Yeshua ben Nun's name, not Moshe Rabbeinu's name. There is interesting machlokes that I saw. I just said the halach is loy b'shamayim hi. What does it mean loy b'shamayim? You know, there are two types of questions that we deal with when we learn. One is alumdus. So there certainly we say loy b'shamayim. Just because somebody says that in shamayim they agree with my logic, that doesn't mean anything. But sometimes the machlok is based on metzias. Do we say that their nevuah can play a role? Or maybe even their nevuah can play a role? Says the Gemara, k'os rav v'chol nechusei. When Ravin came and all of those that went from Babel to Yisrael, many Mefarshim say it's referring to individuals that originally lived in Babel, came to learn in Yisrael, and then went back to Babel, they said it's on the Reisha. That even if you have a large piece of meat, if it was cut by a butcher, it becomes bottled to the Ar. But as the Gemara, it is indeed difficult. That how can you have such a large piece of meat? Al-Kasha, how can you have such a large piece of meat that it should become bottled to the Ar? Answers the Gemara, to the Amar HaPapa we're going to have later in the Shia, but Merudit. Sometimes you have a large piece of meat, but it's thinned out. So it's not really that significant. And that's why it becomes bottled to the R, Hachnami Merudit. Haya Olaf, so we learned in the Mishnah, that if you have these two small pieces of meat on the skin, so Rav Kiva holds that it's bottled to the R, and Rav Shmuel holds that it's not. Amar Papada, Loi Sharam, El Mechayrif. When we say that if you touch, it's not a problem according to Bekiva, or even according to Rabbi Shmuel, only Tumas Masa, is if you touch, you know, you have the piece of leather, and you have the pieces of meat, and you touch it from the leather side. Avim Mufanov, Yesh Negeya V'chayz V'negeya. If you touch the two pieces of meat at the same time, and the Rishonim are very, very careful to tell us that even if you hold, and we're going to discuss this now, Yesh Negeya V'chayz V'negeya, that you can touch it, and you touch the two kazayim at the same time, you become tamei. You have to touch at the same time. It can't be that you touch one kazayis, then take your hand away and touch the other chatzi kazayis. It means you touch both of them at the same time. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan, ein negeya v'chayz v'negeya. Doesn't make a difference at the same time or not at the same time. The Mefarshim explain, what is the basis of the machloikis between Rav Yochanan and Bar Pada? They say, there's a few ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is, the simpler way of looking at it, is that Bar Pada says that a chatzi kazayis is also tamei. The chatzi kazayis is also tamei. The only issue is that there's a din of maga, and maga was only said by kazayis, so if you touch both chatzi kazayis at the same time, you've accomplished everything. You touch tumah and you touch the kazayas of tumah. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, know that if it's less than kazayas, there is no tumah at all. That's one way of learning the machlokes. Another way of learning the machlokes is that everybody, because there's a rule throughout Shas of chatzi shir osam and atayr, so even if it's less than a kazayas, it's tumah. The question is, when you don't touch it in one act of touching, is that considered still maga? Or if you don't touch it in one act, it lacks in being a maga. But brother says, as long as you're touching it at the same time, even you're not touching with one hand, one piece, it's still considered maga. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not considered maga. Says the Gemara, Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tameh, Rabbi Yochanan is actually following his opinion. Dama Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shmuel, Rav Dois ben Hakunas, Dava Echad. Rav Shmuel and Rav Dois ben Hakunas actually agree. Rav Shmuel is Hadam Moran, what we've been learning in our shir. Rav Dois ben Hakunas, the Tanan. Kol HaTameh, oil. Anything that has tumas oil, we know, we're going to discuss it extensively in tomorrow's shir. There are many different parts of a mace, Rechman Otzlan, that have tumas oil. So kol ha-tamim ba-oil, shenechelku, that are divided, so they have tumas oil, but nechnis la-toch ha-bayis, v'lois ben-akinis matar, if you don't have enough of a shir in each individual piece, there is no tumas oil, v'chacham matamim. Says the Gemara, Lav Amr Abdois ben Harkonis Hossam, Ein Mal v'chaz v'mal. You can't have two tumas oils combining. So if you don't have a whole kazayis together, you don't have the proper shir. Hachinami, here too, the halach will be Ein Negev v'chaz v'negeya, and therefore you don't have tumas maga. Makes the Gemara interesting observation. If we're saying that Abdois ben Harkonis is agreeing with Rabbi Shmuel, and he's saying when we speak about tumas maga, we talk about tumas oil, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that it has to be in one piece to give tumah. Tumas masa will be different. Why is tumas masa different? It's actually machlokes rishonim. Tosfos says that it's based on a pasuk. Other rishonim say that the mechanics of a tumas oil and tumas maga is different than the mechanics of a tumas masa. The mechanics of a tumas masa is that this object is going from place A to place B. The fact that it's brought in one or in two pieces is irrelevant. It was transported, and it's transportation that's the issur. By maga and oil, it's the connection to the tumah, and you have to have a connection that's a proper shear of a kazayis. So we're saying now that Rishmar of Dois ben Hakonis, by maga and oil, say that it's not together. So obviously, the mandamah that disagrees is Rabbi Kiva. So obviously, Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Dois ben Hakonis, will agree with Rabbi Kiva. How, asked the Gemara, we have the Chachamim, the Machmirim, agree with Rabbi Kiva, who's the big makel? In our Mishnah, we find Rabbi Kiva saying that the or, that the basar that's less than a kazayas on the or is not tamei even tumas masa. So here we're saying that the Rabbanan, who say yesh negeya v'chayzav negeya, agree with Rabbi Kiva, which doesn't make any sense, because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva is the big makel. Says, well, it's not that, and we learned the Mishnah this way. It's not that Rabbi Kiva is the big makel. It's in a specific situation where Rabbi Kiva is the makel. At Kawai Mekamatar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva is only Matar in our Mishnah. Because you have the concept of Or, which we're learning Or is Mevatel Basar. Ava Ba'alma, everywhere else, Rabbi Kiva is Matami. He takes a very strict opinion towards Tumah. And says the Gemara, if you learn the Mishnah, you'll see that that's actually what the Mishnah is saying. Because Kiriptani Sefer, what did it say at the end of the Mishnah? That you don't have the pieces of meat on leather. When you have two pieces of meat that are small, he's going to hold its tummy. And like I learned, it's Thomas Maga and it's Thomas Masa. And as they said from the Rishon, they didn't really have to touch. So we see that normally, Rabbi Kiva is a machmer. Only, says the Mishnah, it's only in this specific situation of our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva matar, because there's a special concept. Ask the Gemara. It says, Moser Ravuk Bechama, the Brisa says, not when the two pieces of meat that are on the R are each smaller than the kazayis. We would think that they're also exempt from Tumas Masa, when these two pieces are so small, Tamalayim v'anoysa yitma diver b'shmol. Exactly Rabbi Shmuel's opinion in our Mishnah. That when you have two small pieces of Nevela on the R, there is no Tumas Maga, there is Tumas Masa. Rabbi Chiva Omer, Hanegeya v'anoysa, the Torah connects Tumas Maga and Tumas Masa. Esh bar l'chla Maga, bar l'chla Masa. If Tumas Maga is possible, then Tumas Masa is possible. Lo bar l'chla Maga, lo bar l'chla Masa. Now, ask the Gemara. If we're learning that even if you say that the two pieces, if you touch it from the side of the or, indeed they're not tamei. But if you touch it from the side of the meat, they are tamei. So there is Tumas Maga. So the whole basis of Rabbi Kiva was, there is no Tumas Maga, and therefore there is no Tumas Masa. I just came up with a case where there is Tumas Maga. When you didn't touch it from the leather side, when you touched it from the meat side. Vim Isa, if what we're saying is correct, Harei Bo L'Chla Maga. Mofanov, when you touch it from the meat side, says the Gemara, this is the way to understand what the Brisa says. Hachkama, Eshebol L'Chlal Maga B'Koltzad. In order for Tumas Mas to be possible, you have to have Maga from the front and from the back. And the way we are running, you can only have Maga from the meat side, not from the R side. Eshebol L'Chlal Maga B'Kol Matzad Bol L'Chlal Masa. However, if Lo Bol L'Chlal Maga B'Koltzad, only from the meat side, then Lebal Chamasa, there won't be Tumas Masa. Continues the Gemara. Bar Minei Rav Avi Sabim Rav Baruch Huna. We're going to learn in the next Mishnah. Spend a lot of time on this in tomorrow's Shir. Kulas Duma. If you have a closed bone that has no meat on it, but it has in it marrow. And we're going to learn in the tomorrow's Shir that the Kulas of a Nevela or the Kulas of a Sheretz, when they're completely closed, no hole at all, the tar, even from Tumas Masa, because there is no Tumas Maga. So the Gemara wants to know, what will be Rabbi Shmuel's opinion regarding that halacha? And let's learn the Gemara inside. Bar Minei Rav Avi Sabi Rabbi Baruch Huna. Kula Stuma, this completely closed bone, no meat on the outside, marrow on the inside. Rabbi Shmuel Mash with the Tama, will there be Tumas Masa? What's the question? Islay Rabbi Shmuel, does Rabbi Shmuel in theory agree with the concept Eshabah L'Chla Maga Bo L'Chla Masa? If Tumas Maga is possible, Tumas Masa is possible. Lo Bo L'Chla Maga Lo Bo L'Chla Masa. But if there's no Tumas Maga possible, there's no Tumas Masa possible. V'hocha Hayinatama, only in our Mishnah does Rabbi Shmuel say this Tumas Masa, as we just said a moment ago, because you can have Tumas Maga here as well. How could you have Tumas Maga if you touch it from the meat side? For Hochai Natam, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel said it's subject to Tumas Masa, Mishum de Bar B'Chla Magma Fonav, if you touch it on the meat side. Adama, or maybe Leslie, he completely doesn't hold of the concept of Maga Masa, and therefore, even in the case of the Kulas Duma, which we're going to learn in tomorrow's Shir, it's impossible for it to have Tumas Maga. Doesn't bother Rabbi Shmuel. It's still possible to have Tumas Masa because he holds Maga Masa don't travel together at all. Amalei, Orva Pareich. So he said, I see a flying Orv. What does that mean? So Pashpshak Rashi says, he was trying to change his attention. He was trying to divert his attention. Very Shver Pshat. That's what he did. So I saw other Pshatim. Another pshat is, the Medrash says, La'olam yosem atzmai adam ka'ayrev. Ayrev is, we know, a black bird. That means, how does somebody get black? He's not eating right, he's not sleeping right. A person's supposed to set and learn. So he says, I'm like an ayrev pareach. I'm like a bird, like the ayrev that is ready, and we'll see more in a moment, that's so tired that I don't have the ability to learn, to give you an answer, because I already used up all my energy. Another pshat that I saw, very nice pshat. You know, to catch a bird is never easy. To catch a bird is never easy. But that doesn't mean people don't hunt for birds. But when would you hunt for a bird? You hunt for a bird when you can catch the bird and enjoy eating the bird. But if it's a not kosher bird, there's no point in hunting it. You wouldn't be able to eat it. So he says, your whole question is according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. We don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So it's like running after a bird that's an oiriv that I won't be able to eat it. So spending time and answering a question that I won't, that doesn't really make a difference, there's no point in it. A fourth pshat that I saw, a fourth pshat is pshat that Reb Chaim Brisker says. It says in Parashas Noach that Noach sent the oriv, but the oriv didn't go anywhere. He just came back with no answer. So he was saying, I'm like an oriv pereich. I don't have an answer for you. Amalei Rava Brei. So Rava said to him, V'lav hainu Rav Avi Yisabim P'medisa? Isn't this the great Rav Avi Yisabim P'medisa? The Meshabach Lamar B'gavei? The Gavir Rabahu? Here you're saying he's such a great person, and here he can't answer? Amalei, Ani Hayoyim Simchuni Bashishis. I am today a day that I'm very weak. If you look at Rashi, on the Pasuk Simchuni Bashishis in Shir Hashirim, he says that when a person is weak, you have to give him good food. I'm very weak. And since I'm very weak, and he asked me something that I need to pay attention, I just don't have the ability, I don't have the strength. Why was he so weak? So I saw two pshatim. Rishonim say two pshatim. One pshat is that this took place on Yontif. And he said, and in Yontif, the Rabbonim would say a major drosha, a major speech, because Allah is chayv odom lumer helchus regel beregel. They would teach the halachas of Yontif. He said, I just finished spending time on that speech. I have no strength to answer your question. Another pshat is that was the day that he was appointed to be the Rosh Hashiv, to be the Rav. And he was therefore unable to answer. So Mefarshim asks, according to the first pshat, it's understandable. You know, you say a big speech, spend many hours preparing, many hours delivering, it tires you out. But he was appointed to a position of authority, so that tires you out. So I saw two answers to the question. One answer to the question is that the day he was appointed to the position, everybody came with their questions. So he was tired out from all the questions that he'd answered. Another pshat that I saw, a very nice pshat, where Reuven Katz in the Sefer Magillas Hayam says this pshat. He says, when somebody gets a position, you want to start in a strong way, in a strong position. If you're gonna, first decisions you're gonna reach are gonna be controversial, and people are gonna start questioning your decisions, it's gonna question your position, it's gonna question your authority for your entire career. So he says, I just got this job of being Rosh Hashiva. Don't ask me controversial questions today. Continues the Gemara. Amma Ula. Shnei Chatzoy Zaysim. If you have two small pieces of Nevela, Shetach from Akisim, I feel a Maroka maybe call a Yom Kula, Tahar. My Tama, why? You have a kazayis. So he says, Ksiv v'nosa, the Karina noisa. Bina noisa, v'huda nisa, v'vasachas. It has to be able to be carried in one time. If it's in two separate pieces, he holds, there is no tumas masa. Ask the Gemara, let's learn our Mishnah, Tanan, Hayalov shnei chatzoy zesim. If you have on the or, these two small pieces, v'tama masa v'magdir v'shmol. Amai, but why did Rishmol say this to Masmasa? V'alav Nisahu. The two pieces are separate. And we're saying that in order for that to have Tumas Masa, you have to be able to carry the whole Kazayas at one time, says the Gemara, like we had in Tapet Amid. It's not that the two pieces are totally separate, but rooted. They are somewhat connected. Toshma continues the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, Omayda B'kiv B'shtei Chatzoy Zaysim, Shetach from B'kis of V'sitan, that if you have a piece of wood connecting them, Shetamei. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, Valav Nasihu. They can't be carried at the same time. And Ula just said, in order to have Tumas Masa, they have to be carried at the same time. So the Gemara, Hakanami, it's Gembamruda, that they're somewhat connected. So Rishayim asked, Taisus asked the question, if it's connected, so why isn't it Tumas Mag as well? So the answer, it's connected, but not connected in a way that if you pick up one piece, the other piece will come along. So for Tumas Mas, it's enough. For Tumas Mag, it's not enough. Says the Gemara, actually this question about Tumas Masa, when you can't carry it all at one time, is a Machloikas Tanum. Ketanoi, Echra Negev, Echra Mesa. Reb Lezo, I'm Afa Noisa. Noisa has the same din. Ota Noisa, Lav Mesa, who? So the question is, what's Reb Lezo saying that the Tanakam is saying different? Mesa, moving is a cancer, is part of Masa. Elav HaKamah. The Tanakhama holds Echan and the Gev, Echan and Mesa, Beloy Nisa. As long as you move both pieces, even if they're not together, it's good enough. Vasar Beleza Lameima? No. It's not good if you don't carry them together. Vuhuda Nisa. For my Af, so what is the word even? The word Af doesn't make any sense if that's what the Beleza is coming to say. And so the Gemara, Ema, doesn't take out the word Af. Vuhuda Nisa. Beleza is coming to say that in order to have Tumas Masi, you have to carry the two small pieces together. Tanakama is more lenient.